You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley, and Happy New Year. We're entering into a wonderful new year. It's 2022, and there's going to be a lot of great things happening this year. There's going to be more connection, more love, more gratitude and appreciation, and more faith in how the universe is actually working to enable you to live the life that you intended prior to your birth. In order to do that, though, you have to reach the state of alignment. You have to understand who you truly are. You have to look at yourself from the higher perspective. Otherwise, you'll be living in fear. And so those living in fear will have a much more difficult time building these connections. But this year is all about connection. This episode today is really about discovering that there's more to you than you think there is. And there's one really interesting question here that's all about how to love yourself. And Joshua's answer is absolutely amazing. Before we begin, I'd like to remind you to like, love, and subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends, follow it, all that stuff. We have a new alignment course starting in January 17th. You can learn more about that at theteachingsofjoshua.com and check out the Ascension Experience. And the first course there is alignment. You'll see a lot of people who have left their comments about what they thought about that course. And it really is a way to get this year started. So I highly suggest you look at that. There's a bunch of people signed up already, so we'll have a nice big group going together as we enter into 2022. All right, let's get started with the show. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
So this is a perceptional reality that seems to be leading you in a direction to protect yourself, to try and stay safe, to secure what you think you lack, to stand up for yourself, to protect yourself, to go ahead and push past fear, to achieve whatever your man-made desires tell you to achieve. And while all of this is expansion and it's all good, it's all wonderful, it's all why you're here for, if you could adopt a different perception of yourself, a different perception of your reality, a understanding of how the system of physical reality works and why you're here, well, this life would be so much more fun and joyous and interesting and exciting. And you would move along your journey of self-discovery just as you intended prior to your birth. So what's happened here is you've come into physical reality where there is this aspect called fear, and the fear is here to move you along on that journey. Now, from a perspective of a victim who perceives that the outside conditions can cause them to feel something, the victim must then therefore control that reality. Control themselves, control the other people, control the conditions. The victim perceives that they lack something. And from that perception of lack, they effort and struggle to get what they think they lack. Once they achieve what they think they lack, it doesn't really make them feel any different. And so they perceive that they still lack something, and they push and push and push and effort and effort and effort and struggle, struggle, struggle throughout their life to change conditions in such a way where they can finally feel good. Well, the feeling good comes from the perception of reality itself and not from the conditions. And in fact, the conditions are formed around that perception of reality. So if one perceives themselves as a victim, then they attract a reality that reinforces that perception of themselves so that they can understand that this is not how the game's played. If one perceives themselves as the creator of their reality, realizes that they lack nothing since they are the source of that reality, then they can look at everything in that reality and form relationships with it. And then they can build bridges of love to that subject matter at hand. And so when the person experiences themselves as the creator of the reality, they realize that they are bringing forth source energy flowing through them to their reality. But they have to see everything from the higher perspective, because from the limited perspective, it can't work. If you perceive that the subjects in your reality could cause you harm, then you're going to protect yourself from those things. If you perceive that the conditions in your reality are just there as a reflection of how you're perceiving yourself, then the higher you perceive yourself, the better your reality becomes. If you perceive yourself as a being of love, then that reality must reflect that feeling that you have about yourself. And then all the experiences that you have then would reinforce that feeling of being the creator of love, of joy, of abundance, of freedom. And so it's a simple shift, but because you came from a previous perception of yourself as limited, the new perception of yourself as the creator, as limitless, will take a little bit of time. And first, you'll have to intellectually understand how this process works. You'll have to intellectually understand who you truly are and how the system of physical reality works. But once you start moving along and acting on inspiration, acting on choices and decisions based in the truth of who you are rather than the illusion of who you are, well, then you gain confidence and clarity as you move through those experiences and expand to see the truth more clearly. You come out of that illusion and into the clarity. You come from fear to love. And this is what all humans are doing at some level. Now, those of you who are on this call now or listening at a later date have come because you've had experiences in life that have led you to this information. And those experiences were all predicated on the intentions you set prior to your birth. So you chose this life, you chose the body, you chose your family, you chose the time and place of your birth. You chose all these things to set up a trajectory so that eventually you would come here now and listen to these words. So that eventually you would use these words and use this information or grasp this information to choose a new perception of yourself. From this higher perception of yourself, well, then nothing is out of reach. Everything is within reach. But you don't need anything because you have come to this place to realize that you're the source of it. And so the source would never need anything because it's all generated from within. So you have access to this consciousness of love. This consciousness is coming from your inner self through you. And when you express this love into your reality, well, then you raise your vibration and you create experiences and you attract people and you attract foods and ideas and interests and thoughts and different things that you want to manifest or different things you want to do or new exciting things you want to attempt. And this leads to more self-discovery and self-awareness. Eventually, you'll come to the place where you realize who you are and then you realize, well, I've created all this. I've lived this life of perfection all along. I've come from this previous perspective of myself as flawed, and I've come to appreciate myself in the perfection that is inherent in everything in the system of physical reality. I see that my life was always perfect and I judged it from time to time. And I thought some experiences were good and some were bad and some people were good and some were bad and some conditions were good and some were bad. And I was living in duality and trying to control that to bring more of the good in and escape the bad. And now I realize that all of those experiences helped me to get to where I am now. So as the source of this reality, as the expression of love that I am, I can now be of service to this entire reality that I find myself living in. All the people, all the conditions, all the places, all the things, everything that's in my reality is an aspect of me. I see it as the whole of me now. I am not separate from this reality. That was the illusion. I am one with this reality. I'm one with all the people. I'm one with the conditions. I'm one with my body. I'm one with all of it. And as this expression of the whole, of the entirety of my reality, which is me, I can simply redefine my relationships with everything. I can see everything from the higher perspective. I can understand what it is that's bringing this to me. I can look at all aspects of my life, my health, my finances, my career, my relationships, my level of freedom and abundance. And I can say, I am going to understand that in some areas, those things are working very well. And in some areas, they're not working as well. And the relationships that I have in those areas that aren't working as well, there's a little resistance there. And so I can soften that resistance by simply looking more deeply at the underlying limiting beliefs that cause me to have some resistance there. I can soften those limiting beliefs. I can ease that resistance. And I can pour more love into those areas of my life. Sort of like in your car, you have four wheels. You have four tires on those wheels. Those tires are inflated. And some of the tires are fully inflated while other tires are maybe less inflated. And you don't pay attention to the ones that are fully inflated. You'll pay a little bit more attention to the ones that are less inflated. But if you do so from a perspective of fear, you'll worry about getting a flat tire. If you could just add a little air to the tire or add a little love to that subject that you think is causing some resistance, well, then you'll see that the tire inflates and works perfectly. Everything in your life will work perfectly once you realize that nothing outside of you has any influence on you unless you let it have influence on you. If instead you can look at it objectively and realize that's an aspect of you that has some resistance, and I can ease that resistance. I can add love into that relationship or into that condition or to that part of me that I think is failing or not as good as it should be. But all of this starts with this idea of alignment. Alignment is the full acceptance of yourself, your conditions, everyone else, and your reality in the moment. If you can accept that you are worthy and good and abundant and free and magnificent and limitless, you can accept that at this moment now is the perfect place to be because it's where you need to be to move forward. If you weren't in this moment now, then you wouldn't really exist in the reality that you're living in. So everything has worked out perfectly to bring you here. Now that you're here, you can accept yourself for who you truly are. You won't really feel it now. You might wish you could feel it, but again, that is the perception of the victim. The victim wishes things were different than they are, but the creator realizes that everything is perfect as it is. And so wherever you are in your life right now, you can see it as the perfect place to begin, the perfect place to go to the next level, to expand to higher expressions of love within the entirety of the system that is you. In this understanding of who you truly are, you adopt a new perception of reality. And from that new perception of reality, which is a much higher vibration, because it is closer and closer and closer to the truth of you. The truth of you is that you are a magnificent, limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance. That's the truth of you. You don't feel that yet. You might wish you felt that. But if you felt that now, it might be overwhelming. And really what you want is the journey from a misperception of reality to the truth of reality. And so all of you are well along your way, moving along as you do the work and as you meditate and as you think about the times when you're frustrated or angry or upset, and you reorient yourself from that limited perspective of the victim to the true perspective of the creator. Each time you do this, it's an expression of love. It's an experience of love. And that experience adds to your vibration, adds to the entirety of the soul being that you are. And this is why you've come. You've come to add more love to yourself, add more love to your soul, expand in love. And when you are living a physical life and you're taking everything so seriously and you're wishing things were different, well, you are expanding in love because that perception cannot be had from the non-physical. So it's a valid perception. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But what if you could do it a little bit differently? What if you could actually work with the system of physical reality? What if you could actually choose your own perception of reality, see yourself from the higher perspective in all things? What if you come to realize that you're actually on this journey of self-discovery and everything's working out perfectly? It always did. It was the perfect life for you. It's the perfect moment for you right now. And it'll be the perfect future for you as well. If you could understand that this is what the process is and that you're at the perfect time and the perfect place for your next step, your next expansive moment, then you can take all moments in joy. And if you take all moments in joy, well, that's proof that you're existing in a higher vibration. And so the next moment has to reflect that higher vibration. And that's going to be something you really enjoy. That's going to be something that really feels good to you because it matches how you already feel. When you already feel good in alignment, you create a reality that has to conform to that. When you feel like a victim, you create a reality that has to conform to that. So don't move from victimhood to this idea of creatorhood just to control or change your conditions. Move to it because this is why you're here. This is the journey that's exciting and expanding. This is the most interesting thing that you could be doing. And when you're doing what's interesting, when you're focused on your passions, when you're realizing that you're absolutely free and totally abundant, and you're living life with full zest and enthusiasm, and you're looking at every aspect of your reality from that perspective, and you're giving love to all of it, well, then you are living exactly as you intended. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
My question is alignment enlightenment? Is that fully accepting everything is perfect? So what is your definition of enlightenment?
Definition, we would say, of enlightenment, to those of you who are on this call or listening a later date, who have come to understand some of the things that we've been saying along the way and through the years, enlightenment is the light that triggers a new perception of reality. It's that aha moment. It's that understanding that, oh, how I used to act in reality was just from the perspective of the victim. That's not how the system works. Oh, I've always been creating my reality. Oh, I am the source of this creation that I call my reality. That's enlightenment. Now, that's the first step in self-discovery, to discover that there could be a different way to perceive yourself, to discover that the laws of the universe might be different than what you thought they were, to realize that no one outside of you can tell you what's right for you, that you have to look within and discover the wisdom that's always been within to connect to that inner self. That's enlightenment. This new possibility is the enlightenment. So the enlightenment is the first step. Now, if you were to say, what is true alignment, the true absolute knowing with every fiber of your being that everything is perfect, that everything was perfect, that everything will be perfect, and that you've always been perfect, and so is everyone else, and there is no imperfection in the moment, that's true alignment, that's true awakening, and that's true self-discovery. But it's also a never-ending journey. So you could never really get there. So isn't that interesting that you have this concept that we call alignment, and we simply say it's feeling good. It's perceiving that things are good now. It's not worrying so much about the past or the future. It's being present in the moment. And it's receiving source consciousness, communication from your inner self, intuition. And it's also knowing that you'll expand to higher levels of alignment. A never-ending journey to more alignment, more alignment, more alignment, more alignment, more alignment. And that's what's fun, is coming from less lower levels of alignment or resistance most of the time to resistance less of the time, to alignment some of the time, to alignment more of the time, to feeling better than you did yesterday, to anticipating that you'll feel better tomorrow, to growth and expansion and movement and footsteps along your journey of self-discovery. That's what you're here for. You're not here to attain anything. That's the human equivalent of the solving the problem of victimhood. Once I attain these things I think I want, then I won't feel like I feel. But what if you could feel good along your way to the attainment that's never ending? That you'll never really get there. Because if you got there, you'd be finished. And you don't want to be finished because this is an eternal ride. Exactly. So enlightenment is finally figuring out that you are far more than you thought you were, that the system works perfectly the way it is, that there is nothing to worry about, and that there's another perception of reality or approach to life that is far more satisfying and enjoyable and exciting and exhilarating and free and abundant and full of joy. You finally discovered it. You finally here. Now, that's daunting because it's so different than what you thought your life was and what who you thought you were and what you thought you needed to do to be successful or be happy or any of these things. It's completely different because it is a different way of living. Now, those who live in the old approach to life of fear are swimming in the fear and they don't even realize it's fear. Those of you who are moving to the new approach of love and acceptance are realizing what all that fear is and are noticing it more often. And you're becoming more sensitive. And so you're very much aware when you're in resistance, and you're very much aware when fear pops up when you receive inspiration. And you're able to push past more and more of that fear. And so the old approach to life is one of living in fear, consumed by fear, not knowing anything other than fear. And the new approach to life is understanding the fear that's in the system. It's understanding the illusion that's there. It's realizing that you can't see everything and you can't know everything, but you're starting to get insights and glimpses and awareness. You're starting to feel better and you're starting to notice when you're in alignment, when you're in acceptance, and you're starting to know when you're in resistance. Most people don't know when they're in resistance. They just think that's normal. I should cry at a funeral. I should complain about the government. I should worry about my finances. I should protect myself from illness. I should do all these things. Well, that's the old approach to life of the victim who needs to protect themselves. The new approach to life is I can push past that fear to do what I'm inspired to do. I know I'm receiving more inspiration than I'm allowing to come in. I know that I'm more free and abundant than I once thought I was. And that I know that I can do far more than I ever thought possible. I know I can accept people that I didn't accept before. I know I can accept the conditions that exist right now, not in surrendering and giving up to those conditions that will never improve, but in the acceptance of the conditions, then I open myself up to inspiration, which will lead me to where I truly want to be, but not where I thought I wanted to be. Noticing the difference between the man-made desires that are based in lack and fear and the inspiration that's coming from your inner self. Knowing the difference between making plans from that victim perspective to accepting inspiration and wisdom from your inner self, who knows exactly why you're here and where you want to go. And then realizing what you truly want out of all of this is to come further along your journey of self-discovery and expand in that process in more love. And so when you return to the non-physical, that glowing essence of who you are will be even more powerful, even more spectacular, even more magnificent than it was before. More expansion, expanding in more love, understanding more love. That's what you came for. And so enlightenment is just the acknowledgement that there could be a different way of approaching life.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
I've got one.
Yes.
Do you have any advice on loving yourself more and accepting yourself? Like, you know, I've been told to look at myself in the mirror and look in my eyes and say, I love you, Margaret. I love you, Margaret. And it does actually help. So, you know, that kind of thing.
It's not very easy to love yourself when you perceive yourself as imperfect. It's not very easy to love your life when you perceive that your life is flawed. It's not very easy to love others when you wish they were different than they were. It's not very easy to express love when you're perceiving yourself as a victim. So the way to love yourself, the way to love others, the way to love your conditions, and the way to get everything you truly want is to realize that you've always been perfect. That you're an expression of source consciousness, that you are this magnificent, limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance who's come from the non-physical to the physical to have an experience. The experience is brief. It's quick. We were talking to Gary just the other day about this idea of being in a virtual reality environment, in a very fun video game. And you can be immersed in this virtual reality and you can play the game, but you know that that's not you. That as soon as you take the headset off, you'll be back to yourself. As soon as you turn the game off or die in the game or get tired of the game, you'll go back to your normal life. Now, what if you could take a little pill when you donned that mask that caused you to forget that that was virtual reality, and so you thought it was real, and that you perceived yourself in this character that's a video game character as who you truly are, and that it's so overwhelming because there's so much going on there that you just want to hide and make sure that you don't get shot by someone else? Well, that wouldn't be a very fun game, would it? You'd be hiding out in a corner, not really exploring the richness of the terrain. But if you knew who you were, you could explore every aspect of this in absolute freedom. You wouldn't be afraid of anything because you know that this is just a game you're playing, but it wouldn't be expansive. So you've come here for the expansive quality. Now, if you love yourself in this life, you're simply living in a form of acceptance. You're realizing that this body and this life is not who you truly are. It's a representation of who you truly are so that you can expand through this coming from a limited perspective of yourself, I don't love myself, to a higher perspective of yourself. I love myself more today than I did yesterday. It's very hard to have a perception of reality where you perceive yourself as a victim and love yourself, because you would have to say to yourself that, well, if I love myself as I am now and I'm flawed, then I'll never get any better. And so humans want to effort and struggle to fix things where they consider a flaw. It's a form of control. In reality, you're perfect. And this being that you've beamed into, that you call Margaret, and the life that is created around you, or that's formed around you as you exist now, is simply a representation of that non-physical version of you, plus all the beliefs that you have in this physical life. So your physical reality feels like something to you. Now, you don't know what that would feel like to anyone else. To some people, the life that you're living And the image of yourself in the mirror would be beyond spectacular. They could imagine such a wonderful life. It's unbelievable. And some people would say, oh, it's not so good. It could be different. But because your perspective of yourself is so narrow, it's all you're ever really thinking about and all you really ever know and all you've ever really felt, you are paying attention to every tiny detail. And so you're noticing flaws in your skin or flaws in your bank account or flaws in your relationships or whatever these things are. And you're saying, if that was fixed, I'd feel better. That's simply an old approach to life and a limited perception of who you are. If you understand that you are a limitless, eternal, magnificent being of pure positive love, creating this reality that you're experiencing, observing this reality that you're experiencing, and living this reality you're experiencing all together, all at the same time, for the purposes of growth and expansion, well, then you can love yourself, because how on earth, how in the universe did you get here? How did you find a way to be born and to come into that body and to have that family and to have all those experiences that are so expansive that when you return to the non-physical, you'll see it for what it was, perfection in every moment. But now you're questioning your choices and you're questioning your relationships and you're questioning your body and you're questioning your government, and you're questioning your finances and you're questioning your limitations and all these things. Because it's only can possibly come from a limited perspective of who you are. So on one hand, you know the life that you've lived, you've had all those experiences, and you've been living in duality, judging them. You say, that experience was good, that experience was bad. I wish it was different. I wish it was different. I like that. I didn't like that. Up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up, always looking at and judging everything. But the truth of who you are doesn't need to judge any of it, because it's all perfect. Because it's a perfect reflection of how you're viewing yourself. So then, to love yourself, you have to choose the higher perspective. You have to see yourself as this eternal, magnificent being of pure positive love. You have to know that you are inherently limitless and all your limitations are self-imposed. You have to realize that you have a set of beliefs and they're going to be with you. Nothing you can do about them. You can soften them. You can reduce their intensity, but you can't eradicate them. You have to accept those limiting beliefs, because those limiting beliefs brought you on your journey that landed you here asking this question that's going out to lots of people who have the same question. And so from the higher perspective of this beautiful, perfect being, this magnificent, limitless, non-physical being who has chosen to come into a physical reality for the experience and growth and expansion of it, so that you can bring more love to the soul and to the universe as a whole, to all that is as a whole, you're doing this of service, not just to yourself, but to all those. And everyone in your life has come in to do this with you. From that perspective, you can have nothing but love for yourself. From that perspective, which is your inner self's perspective, your inner self has nothing but love for you, nothing but love for all the people in your life, nothing but love for your conditions. From that perspective, the non-physical perspective, your inner self is amazed at the life you're living and the expansion that you've chosen to conduct in this journey. The abundance that you have now from your perspective may seem limited. The relationships you have now from your perspective may seem flawed. The body that you have now from your human perspective may seem like you could improve it in some way. But from the non-physical perspective, it's just fascinating that you're here and amazing. And what a life that you're living. And this is the best life that you've ever had. And if you would compare it to any of your other lives in previous times, it's more abundant, more free, more spectacular, more joyful, much more easy, much more potential for growth and expansion than any other life you've ever lived. And so everyone in the non-physical who is looking at you and guiding you and supporting you and cheering you on, it's like she can't see it yet, but this is such a brilliant life. It's so perfect. So if you choose to look at your life from that perspective, it'll be so much easier to love yourself, because how could you not? If you choose to see yourself as magnificent, as eternal, as powerful, as wonderful in every way, as perfect as you are, you'd have to love yourself. And so the only reason you can't love yourself is because you choose to perceive yourself as imperfect. That's it.
Thank you.
Excellent. Who's next?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Autumn.
So I've been working on raising my vibration around feeling secure and financially prosperous in my profession.
Excellent. And
in my processing, one of the limiting beliefs that came up, and I feel like I came in with this limiting belief, was that it's non-spiritual. And I know intellectually that's not true, but I'm having a difficult time processing that or proving that inaccurate and filling in that information.
So the limiting belief says that the work that you do as a writer is non-spiritual.
Or receiving money, like the compensation, like that's the non-spiritual aspect of it.
The needing of the money is the non-spiritual aspect, because that comes from a limited perspective.
Okay.
The actual work that you're doing, would you say that that is spiritual?
Absolutely.
The transfer of that energy from the non-physical through your fingertips onto the page and then out into society in some form, would you say that that is spiritual?
Yes.
So it's fine that it flows from the non-physical through you onto the page for you. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But what about from that stage, from the completed stage that's in your computer, all finished, to a society in general, to a mass audience? Would that part of it be spiritual?
That part is fuzzy for me.
Okay. And the third part of it is receiving money for it.
Yes, that I right now, from my current perception, feels categorized as non-spiritual.
Excellent. So which part of it is easiest for you?
The channeling the words.
And which do you have the belief that is the most spiritual?
That process.
Excellent.
That creative process.
Which is, now categorize your belief in, is it spiritual for a completed work of yours to go from your computer, disseminated throughout the world? Is that spiritual?
I don't even know why emotion is coming. I want it to be, yes.
Excellent. So the least spiritual part of it would be the receiving of money for it, from your perception right now. Now, if you believe that the entire circle coming through you out into the world and the energy in the form of money coming back to you, complete spiritual circuit. Do you see?
Yes, I do see.
Comes through you out into the world and comes back to you in the form of, could be appreciation, it could be new experiences, it could be money, it could be whatever it is. We heard you say something about security. As a spiritual, limitless, magnificent, eternal being of pure positive love, do you need something physical to prove that you're secure?
No.
And so that attachment of security to the money would be resistance, you see. That means I could finally feel secure. But if you felt secure because of the money, then you're bypassing or you're avoiding the fact that you're secure inherently anyway. You're a limitless, magnificent, eternal being. You cannot be other than that. You're just in a video game right now that seems real, but you'll get bored of it at some point. You'll return back to your home in the non-physical. You will never cease to exist. It's not possible. So you're attaching this value to this life of Autumn as that's what this is. It's just about Autumn. And Autumn is just the avatar that you're using. Now it looks like you in the non-physical, and the essence of you is brought into this physical being, and it's just part of the whole experiential process. You have to have some vehicle to move around in. And so the vehicle that you have to move around in is perfect for your life. It's perfect for everything you intended. It's exactly what you wanted. It led you step by step by step to be where you are now, both in the writing and in the receiving of this information. So you're at a high vibration level, higher than you've ever been at any time in this incarnation or in past incarnations. And so, yes, you've adopted limiting beliefs. You brought some in with you. But it's simply a misperception of who you truly are. That's all it is. You're perceiving yourself that I lack certain things. And if I had those things, I'd feel better. If I had people beating down my door to buy my stuff, I'd feel good about what I do. I'd feel successful. I'd feel abundant. I'd feel secure. I'd have the money coming in. But as the creator of your reality, you don't need any of that. So it doesn't, it's not true, you see. Now, when you release your attachment to the outside condition showing you something that you don't feel, then you'll start to see this entire process as this spiritual thing you're meant to do, your service to the world. And then the money will simply be a side effect. But guess what? By the time the money comes in, you won't care about it, because you will be in a different place. You will see what everything is. Your perception of reality will be such that you are aligned with the truth of who you are, what you're here to do, and how the system works. So you're going to move from this perception of reality right now that is not true, where you perceive that, why am I even doing this? Will this ever work? All these doubts and fears, not true. I'm limited, I'm not abundant, I'm not secure, not true. We can prove it's not true because you don't live in a hut somewhere in Africa with one goat. You are living this abundant, free, amazing life. You can be, have, and do anything you want. It's absolutely abundant. You have all the food you need, you have all the water you need, you have all the air you need, you have all the friends you need, you have the family you need, you have everything, all the support that you need. And that you're in this boot camp right now with all these teachings that you've asked for and that has been delivered to you because it's part of your progress, part of your journey. So when you see yourself from the higher perspective, when you know that when you're bringing in this, these stories that are enlightening and energetic and vibrational and spiritual, that if you can release your grasp on it or your attachment to the outcome, then you can let it flow. Because where do you want this to go? Spiritually speaking, you want it to be disseminated to those who will benefit from it. The wider the audience, the better. But you don't want the money. You do not want the achievement, the accolades, the praise, the appreciation, any of that, because that could not be desired if you knew who you were. That can only be desired if you perceive yourself as a victim. When we say victim, we're simply saying that you perceive that outside conditions can make you feel something. You're not the creator of your perception of reality. So when you let go of needing anything to validate your existence or to make you feel something you don't feel now, and just work on your perception of yourself and that get energized by that feeling of the flow that's coming through your fingertips under the page, that's the spiritual part. Focus in on that. And what you could do is just write and write and write and write and write and write and write. Let it flow. Just be in this flow state as much as you can. Let it flow without any attachment to the outcome. And the outcome will find you. You found us. We didn't go out looking for you. All of you found us. We didn't go out looking for you. Somehow, we were doing our thing, and there was a matching vibration within you that was attracted. You see? Mm-hmm. We didn't advertise. We didn't promote. We didn't do anything. We didn't find your email address and look you up. None of that. You simply found us. You were asking for this information, and through the law of attraction, you are receiving it to the extent which you can receive it. As you start to see yourself from a higher perspective, you'll receive more information. As you receive more information, you'll start to see yourself from a higher perspective. When you start to see yourself from a higher perspective and start living in this flow state without attachment to anything else, but moving along your journey of self-discovery, not needing the conditions to bring you anything that you don't feel, just existing in a state of flow and love and seeing yourself from the higher perspective as high as you can. And you'll hear the doubts. You hear the doubts all the time. You're not good enough. You're never going to make it. No one's going to like this. It's all a waste of time. You should be doing something else. Those are just the fear coming from that limiting beliefs. And when you are allowing yourself to dip down to that stream of consciousness, you'll receive urges to change the conditions. Well, guess what? Some of those urges helped you get here because you wanted to find answers. And so you got here. Everything is working out perfectly to get you to where everyone else in reality wants you to be. They want these stories. They want this enlightenment. They want you to illustrate the journey from a limited perspective to a higher perspective, or from the fear to the love, in terms that we could never convey, in terms that they would think is fun and enjoyable and interesting and lovely and emotional and easy to swallow. There's not a lot of people who are going to come around and listen to a guy who says he's the dead people are talking through him. That's just too weird for a lot of people. You get a chance now to bring the whole process into a form that is easily digested by more and more people. You get to create this energetic container of love and let everyone else dip into that container. And you don't care if they get anything out of it, if they don't, if they think it was good, if they think it wasn't good. That has nothing to do with you, because their level of awareness, wherever they are, will allow them to see things in whatever you are writing. And some people can, some people can't. Those in fear will never be able to see what you bring forth. So if you're dealing with a lot of people who are in fear and you're trying to show it to them, hey, look at this that I wrote, this is really good, and they're in fear because they're attached to some other outcome, they're never going to be able to see it. But when you just let it go and let the universe do all the work, it's going to reach the people that are in love, that are aligned with these ideas. And they're going to be so inspired, nothing will stop them from moving mountains to make sure that every person who needs to hear this will hear it. You are simply an extension of us. All of you are an extension of us. You're like little ripples in the current, just flowing out into the society and sharing what you know from your perspective, which is so valuable, because nobody on earth can share this information emotionally, spiritually, and as eloquently as you can. You're the only one. No one else can. And so you will do it, but until you realize this, until you to get to that feeling of it, you're going to go through a lot of emotional turmoil and a lot of doubt and a lot of fear. But that's what this process is all about. It's coming through that fear to do what you're inspired to do anyway. That's what's expansive. Hiding out in a corner, in a basement, so you won't be attacked, is not a very expansive life. It's a life, but it's not as expansive as you intended. That's why you're on center stage. That's why you're willing to be in the public eye. That's why you have amazing talents. And that's why you have huge limiting beliefs. Because if there were no limiting beliefs, anyone could do it. Anyone could do it, but it wouldn't be expansive. If you have serious, entrenched, intense limiting beliefs, well, you're going to have to take a hero's journey from doubt and fear and loneliness and worry and stress and lack and limitation. And you're going to have to say, I'm still going to stay on my journey today. I'm going to take one more step today. I don't care what's in my way. I don't care what these noises are in my head. I'm going to push past all that fear, and I'm going to write. I'm going to talk. I'm going to imagine. I'm going to be creative, and I'm going to express love to all of it, because it's not about me. It's about something bigger than me, but nothing's bigger than you. So it is about you.
Wow. Thank you so much. That was amazing.
Who's next?
Well, no real question, but I wanted to say that I read the material of week 8, and it's so incredibly astonishing to the point that I hardly can't believe that it was written 16 boot camps ago. So I just wanted to say thank you. And I know you do it out of love, but it's just nice to express it.
Well, we have to say that when you enter the boot camp, you have one perception of yourself, one perception of your reality, one perspective. And that perspective is eagerness, curiosity, interest, but you have no idea. You still think of yourself in limited terms. You're still approaching life the old way, and you're still thinking that, well, everything I've learned throughout my life, that is somehow probably very true. Of course it is true, but this is a new idea, and I've listened to the podcast, I've listened to the words, I've read the books, and so I'll give this bootcamp thing a try. And so you go into the bootcamp and you say, well, this is just another course, it's like anything else. And I'm just going to do the work, and I'll do the meditation, I'll do the daily spiritual practice, I'll do the assignments, I'll do the manifestation event forms, I'll do the homework, I'll do these things, I'll interact with everyone in the Facebook groups and on the calls, and I'm going to do what I'm required to do, just like anything else I sign up for. I'm going to put a little effort into it. And at the end of it, okay, it's going to be one of another things that I've done in my life, and then I'll go on to the next thing, and it'll be interesting and fun. And maybe it'll change something in my life. Maybe I'll get more abundant or more free or have a relationship or whatever it is. And then you go through this process. And so you go through week one and you go, oh, okay, I guess I understand that. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, I didn't think that way. And when you have a new aha moment, you have a new enlightenment moment, well, that shifts yourself vibrationally. And because you're doing work, it's experiential. And so you actually literally expand, and your self-perception expands. So after week one, you go from level one to level two. And so now you're more ready to receive information because you've expanded your consciousness, your awareness, and your vibration. You've expanded your perception of yourself. You have started to take on a different set of beliefs around universal forces and the mechanism of physical reality. Then you go into week two. And now, because you're at a different level, you see things from this higher level. You're able to receive more information. And so the week two information is a little bit more advanced than the week one, but you're ready for it because you've gone through week one. And so you're ready for week two. And so you go through week two and you don't really notice the change, but at each day, with each exercise, with each meditation, you're expanding your perception of yourself. Go into week three, week four, week five, week six, week seven. Week seven, you see the first key to engaging the law of attraction. You say, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Now, if we had told you this in week one, you wouldn't have got it. But in week seven, you're like, oh my God, it's there the whole time. Of course, that's how it works. And then you go into week eight, and then it says, hold on here. Here's your soul's purpose. And you look at that and you go, of course, that's my soul's purpose. Of course, that's why I'm here. It makes so much sense now. And then the doubt says, oh no, they're talking about someone else. It can't be me. But you know it's you because this is who you are. This is the truth of you. But you could never have understood it unless you have risen to a vibrational level with a self-perception high enough that when you read those words, you said at first, of course, but I can't hardly believe it. It's so radically different than what I was thinking. It's such a different concept. I could never have come to this conclusion any other way. But now that you've reached your conclusion, now that you understand who you truly are and what your soul's purpose is, now that you realize that this whole business of boot camp was to move you vibrationally to a level where you could understand how this all works, then you understand how it works. But guess what? It's still from a limited perspective. Mm-hmm. So you do the boot camp again. Once you're in the boot camp, you're in boot camp for life. So you do as many as you like. And then now, starting week one, from this elevated vibrational level, it's brand new. Are you kidding? This is the same boot camp I did the first time around? I can't believe it. There's so much in here I didn't see the first time. Why? Because you're ready to receive new information because you're at a higher vibrational level. You were not ready 8 weeks ago. You had to go through the first boot camp. And that boot camp shifted your perception of yourself in such a way that now the first stage is the reception of new information, the ability for you to think of yourself in higher terms. Now, your reality may not look any different, but you might start feeling different. You might feel more at ease and more comfortable and more joy and more calm. And then you go through another boot camp. And then the next stage, you finish that boot camp and you start to really receive inspiration. When you raise your vibration to a higher level, the first stage is you're ready for more information. The next stage is you're ready for inspiration. The next stage is you're ready for communication. Then you're ready for intuition. Then you're ready for more of your non-physical senses, your inner senses, to come online. And when you start living a new approach to life where you don't care about what you thought you wanted in the past, that is not as meaningful as it was before, that those were just desires based in lack. You see that now. And you start to say, I'm simply going to act on inspiration. Well, acting on inspiration brings up the subject of fear and makes you move out of your comfort zone. And if you're not ready to move out of your comfort zone, you're not going to act on a lot of inspiration. If you've not processed enough limiting beliefs, the fear will be too intense. But here's how the whole system works. You start by processing limiting beliefs. You start by thinking of yourself in a higher way. And so when you're inspired to do something, it doesn't seem as daunting as it would have prior to your involvement in the boot camp. So now that brings up an interesting idea. The only thing that was limiting before was I was not at a high enough vibrational place to receive inspiration easily. Oh, I received some here and there and here and there, but I'm talking about the flow of inspiration that's coming to me all day long. Now I'm getting it. And I've already done enough work on my limiting beliefs to realize none of them are true. And so the fear that pops up now, it's not so intense. And now I'm looking at myself from this higher perspective, and I'm looking at the fear that pops up that says, that's a waste of time. You don't want to do that. Why don't you just stay at home and watch TV? Blah, 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 blah. That seems silly now. Now I can do anything. And that comfort zone I was worried about before, well, that was all just a comfort zone of fear. And the fear is not as intense anymore. So going through one or two or three or four boot camps, you start to see yourself in a new way. You start to understand, not just intellectually, but emotionally, how this whole system works and who you are. You start to see yourself from this higher perspective. You start to receive more inspiration. And then you start to act on inspiration rather than acting on urges to change conditions. Acting on urges to change conditions is the old approach to life of control and fear. Acting on inspiration moves you in positive expansion towards more love, which is exactly what you intended prior to your birth. That whole system makes sense now, doesn't it? But you didn't have a clue. You didn't know what it was when you signed up. You just thought it was some nice thing. Well, guess what? You still don't have a clue. There's so much more to it. And when you keep involving yourself in this process, you're going to get there. You're going to get there. You're looking at yourself from a higher perspective than you ever had in your entire life. Yet it's still a limited perspective compared to where you're going. And so you must always understand that. How I'm perceiving myself is far higher than how I perceive myself in the past, but it's still limited compared to how I will see myself in the future as I continue this work. So what you're doing then is going from this limited perception of yourself to an elevated perception of yourself in an ongoing journey of ascension and expansion. That's what this whole thing is all about. You found it somehow through all the shit that happened in your life, through all the problems and all the miscommunication and all the hurt and emotional pain. All of that brought you here.
I couldn't resist it. When I heard about it and I talked to Gary, I just said, I have to do this. I can't do anything else.
Because you arrived at the right place at the right time for you. Had Gary not spoken to you and you just read some materials, you wouldn't have really felt it. You had to talk to him. But once you were on the conversation with him, you realized that there was something else going on here. And what was going on was there was a connection between your inner self and Gary's inner self. And so there was this open communication. It was clearing a pathway where you could feel confident and secure that you were making the right decision.
I felt that, yes.
Exactly. And now that you've actually done what you were inspired to do, you've expanded, you've pushed past all the fear that was stopping you from enrolling in the boot camp before, and you've come out the other side, you can look back at the fears that were there, not enough time, not enough money, not enough whatever, not sure if this is the right thing, all those silly fears from your new perspective now, your new elevated, expanded perception of yourself, you can look back in those fears, and those fears are nothing. They're not even fears anymore. There was nothing to fear. And so now when you find yourself here, you must know that if all those fears upon entering the boot camp or even upon calling Gary were nothing back then you must know that all your fears are nothing now, that there is nothing to fear. And the only thing that sparked the fear was a limiting belief. And the limiting belief is just a belief without enough information. Now that you have the information, because you've gone through the experience, you have no limiting belief in that regard about studying for a boot camp. Mm-hmm. Now it makes sense, you see. But before you signed up, before you enrolled, there were those beliefs that did not have the information. What is this about? What will you get? Will it be worth it? Can I afford it? Will I finish it? Will I get anything out of it? Now that you've gone through the experience, you know. And so there's no fear anymore. This is true of everything you're inspired to do.
It was one of the things that I knew at that point, I would do it, only not when. And when I face something like that, I know, why not now?
And this is true of any inspired idea you ever get.
Okay.
The initial receiving the inspired idea always is interesting, but then the doubt kicks in, then the fear kicks in, then you second guess yourself and you talk yourself out of it because the fear wants to keep you limited or safe. Now, this is not who you are. You don't need to be safe because you're the creator of your reality. You can't be limited. You are a limitless being. But the fear wants to protect you because it's simply coming from a perception of yourself that does not know who you truly are. You will never really know who you truly are, not in this lifetime. And so that fear will always be holding you back or limiting. So fear is simply limiting. But you were able to push past the fear and have an experience that was highly beneficial and expansive and something that you intended prior to your birth. But just because you intended prior to your birth doesn't mean you would do it. There are a lot of things people intend prior to their births, and the fear just becomes too intense for them to push past. So they live limited lives and they don't get to process their limiting beliefs because they do not know how that manifestation event form works. They don't know how the process. They don't really even realize that they have limiting beliefs. They don't know the difference between empowering beliefs and limiting beliefs. And they don't realize that limiting beliefs just don't have enough information. Once they have that information, however, the limiting belief is gone. And so is the fear. So you can see that all fear stems from limiting beliefs, and all limiting beliefs are beliefs without information. And once you add the information, whether it's intellectually or through experience, the fear subsides. So now what we want you, all of you, to do is think about the inspiration that's coming to you. As you raise your vibration, you'll get more aware of it. But it's always coming to you. As you accept more inspiration, as you realize it's coming through, as you accept more and act on more and have experiences that will lead to further clarity and confidence, well, then you will start building this momentum. And this is the momentum of the new approach to life, where everything is based in this inspiration and the action on that inspiration to lead you not to where you think you want to go, but to where you're inner self knows you want to go. You don't live your life from the limited perspective and set goals and try to achieve things and make things happen and control things and direct your life from that perception of yourself that is confused. You allow your inner self to guide you through this inspiration. Now, the inspiration is the first step. Then you'll have intuition, you'll have direct communication, you'll have insights, you'll have synchronicities, you'll start to see it all coming together. But imagine that you're existing in a shell right now, and this shell has been protecting you from the world your entire life. But you have a purpose and a calling that's greater than that, that's far greater than that. And this is the first step in moving towards that purpose and that calling. And only you can do it in the way that you can do it. So for you to do it, you have to be authentic, which means you'll have to take off the protective covering that's hiding who you are, that's hiding the love and abundance and freedom and joy that is inherent in you. All of you are being highly limited versions of who you truly are. All of you feel insecure about moving towards more authenticity because you've lived this life of inauthenticity for so long. So a great fear amongst many of you is, if I become authentic, if I express love, won't that freak everyone out? Won't that turn everyone off? Won't I lose everything I have? And we say, you have nothing compared to what you have to offer. You won't care about any of that stuff, because when you start living this life of inspiration and service and purpose, then everything you truly want will come to you. What you have now in all of your lives is meager by comparison. You think you've accumulated all this stuff and all these friendships and all these relationships and all these careers and all these things, but it's a highly limited version of who you are. So you're going to be making this journey from this inauthentic, limited version of you to a more authentic, less limited version of you. And that journey is the most satisfying thing in the world. It's exactly why you're here. So the feeling that you had when you said, I'm doing this boot camp, will be the feeling you have on every single thing you do all day long. That feeling, I am energized, I'm ready, I'm going to push past fear, I'm doing this, nothing is stopping me. That's how you want to feel all day long. And if you continue on this work, continue on looking at yourself from a higher perspective, continue on working on your limiting beliefs, continue the meditations, continue sharing with your friends and talking and building communities and building connections with other people and energetically flowing this out into society, then everything you truly want will come to you. You'll push past fear here and there. Everything you want is on the other side of your fears. You'll start to see the fear as nothing, just like the fear pre-signing boot camp is nothing now. You'll start to intellectually add information into your limiting beliefs by proving those limiting beliefs are false, by looking for evidence that proves them false. And this whole system, this whole entirety of the work that you're doing will lead you to a higher perception of yourself. And therefore your vibration will be the communicating that higher perception of yourself. And your reality will start to form based on that vibration. This has been an amazing group of unbelievable leading edge creators. We are so satisfied in communicating with you at this highest level ever. And it is beyond our ability to express our gratitude for you being here, but we are. And with that, we are complete.
Good job,
Joshua.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thanks, everyone. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed all those questions and answers. There was a lot of great questions there, especially the one I think about how to love yourself, and how to love yourself is you have to perceive yourself from the higher perspective and realize that you're perfect as you are. If you see yourself as flawed, it's very difficult to love yourself, and you'll always want to improve and you'll always want to change the conditions. And that's basically acting in fear. So from seeing yourself from this higher perspective, you start to receive inspiration, and that will move you forward on your journey of self-discovery. If you like to help us here, please remember to subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends on Facebook and talk to people about it. That's the only way that this podcast grows. And there's tons of people out there who are seeking this information. So we really appreciate everything you do to help them find us. We will be back again soon with another podcast. But until then, check out the Ascension Experience on the Teachings of Joshua website. And the first course is Alignment. We'll be starting that on Monday, January 17th, with a large group all over the world. If you want to just talk to me about anything or ask a question, please email me at garybodley@gmail.com. And until next time, have a wonderful week. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, Remember that you are loved more than you can imagine, by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.